The experiences of college students this past semester could be summed up with one word: isolating. Stephen Basaha of the Kansas News Service talked with four Kansas college students who reflected on college life during this pandemic.
I'm Elena Hartman. I am a freshman at Emporia State, and I am on the women's basketball team. You know, if you're an athlete and stuff, they take this coronavirus serious because if you don't, then you can get shut down. Like, for instance, I'm in quarantine again for the second time. It's weird as a freshman because usually this is the year you meet a bunch of new people. I've met the team and maybe four extra people, so I really haven't met a whole lot of new people. It's just odd, you know, when you go back from practice to your dorm, it's usually just me and the other two freshmen, so like we don't really talk to anybody else. So it's just the same people, which comes in handy though when coach says keep your circle small. Shockingly, classes have been very easy. Being online was a struggle for some teachers to really like push learning, and like they kind of just dialed back and made sure we could just get done what we could. I was okay with it. Did not bother me a lot.
So my name is Tony Barr. I'm a fifth year senior at Wichita State University. Definitely the quality of education took a hit. One of my courses, engineering for the environment, I don't think this professor has ever taught an online class before. And so there's been multiple instances where the computer crashed. And so he just says, okay, I'll upload this later. And sometimes he does, and sometimes he doesn't. It's like, okay, well, there goes my education or my opportunity to learn. Greek life is so social, and it's very intertwined amongst chapters and amongst people within chapters. And then this year, it's like nothing. It's like the ocean dried up.
I'm Carly Rodaway, and I'm a freshman at Fort Hays State, and I am a player on the volleyball team. I think it was a week or two before we went to Hays, before we reported, and we got on a Zoom call with the whole volleyball team, and our coach had told us that our season was canceled. Yeah, like physically, people were crying on our Zoom call, and it didn't really hit me, and I don't think it really hit any of the freshmen because we're like, oh, the season's canceled, like whatever. So at first I struggled with being inside my dorm room and doing my classes there. But eventually, like, I took it outside my dorm room. I went to, like, coffee shops to do my homework or the union because I couldn't stay in my room so much. But any class that I could go to in person, I made sure to go to that. I had an opportunity with our season being canceled to really focus in on school because usually I have to balance, like, volleyball and volleyball games and school. And so now with just practice and weights, I could, like, really dial in on my first semester of college work.
My name's Kyle Carr. I am a junior at Pittsburgh State University. I am the president-elect of the Black Student Association, and I am a graphic communications major. In the Black Student Association, we usually put on a lot of activities throughout the months. I think the biggest issue was attendance. A lot of people don't want to do things through virtual because we're all tired of Zoom. And doing things in person, I think a lot of people don't want to leave the house. I'm not quite sure if that's it because I haven't really been told, but some people just don't want to go out and deal with having to wear masks or getting like scolded for not wearing a mask or doing something wrong because not everyone wants to follow those rules. I think a lot of us have that feeling of, what if things get worse again? What is the job market going to look like? What is starting our lives going to look like? And I think a lot of us think too far ahead. It just feels like there's still that weight on us.
And you just heard those reflections from Elena Hartman of Emporia State University, Tony Ibarra of Wichita State University, Carly Rodaway of Fort Hays State University, and Kyle Carr of Pittsburgh State.